it has been shown over and over again that as people get older, they get more conservative. And that youth come in with new ideas and new innovations, and there is a wisdom to the evolutionary process of letting the older generation disappear. If the World War I generation and World War II generation and perhaps, you know, the Civil War generation were still alive, do you really think that we would have civil rights in this country? Gay marriage? That's a generational shift that happens over time. We would be obliterating generational shift and inculcating a deep kind of conservatism. I think we underestimate the costs, as Bob was saying. Look at Japan. Overpopulation is one possibility. Over-resource utilization, disruption of work. You know, we work for 50, 60, 70 years, and then we're tired. We're still going to be tired if we live to be 200. So the idea that if we live to be 200, we'll work for 150 years and then retire makes no sense to me. You want to be a longshoreman for 150 years? I don't think so. It's more strain on social services. There's this idea that we're going to be perfectly healthy and live to 200 or 300, and I don't know, get hit by a bus or something, but I'm just not sure that the lived experience of being human maps with the kind of utopian vision that we hear about this.